Chap 6, Mishnah 1, Hamale Perosav Legag Mibnei Aknime. If a person takes up his produce onto the roof because of the maggots in the fruit. Yeah. And why would he do that? Either he wants to kill the worms, right? Or he wants to prevent them from coming out. Basically, he's putting them in the sun to do his thing, to melt the worms. Yeah. Vayarad alayhem tal, and then dew falls on it, right? While they're up on the roof there, so they get wet. Says the Mishnah Einam b'chiyutan. So this is not b'chiyutan. Why? Because he didn't want the Jew there. He took it up there to put it in the sun. Im niskaven lekach. But if he did want the Jew there, he likes the Jew there. He wants it there. That's what was his intention. Harayze b'chiyutan. So obviously they'll now become susceptible to impurity. Ha'alan shoite v'katan. If a mana or someone who's a deaf mute or someone who doesn't have mental capacity takes it up onto the roof. Even though this person, the deaf mute, the incompetent person, or the mana, even though they intended for the Jew to fall on it, it will not be rendered susceptible to impurity. Why? Because there's a principle that they have the power of action, but not intention, meaning intention of one of these people is ineffective unless they show you through their actions what their intention is. So, for example, they would have to turn the produce over when the dew fell in order to moisten like the other side. So if they did that, now there's an action showing you what their intention is, and therefore it would be susceptible to impurity. But without that action, it wouldn't be susceptible to impurity. Why?